I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the Local Food Report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with a cheesemaker from Martha's Vineyard about how she uses moisture and salt to make three very distinct kinds of cheese.
Jacqueline Foster is the cheesemaker at Gray Barn Farm, an organic dairy in Chilmark. We're standing in a large, sterile kitchen where Jacqueline focuses on three very different cheeses.
So the three main cheeses are Prufrock, our washed rind cheese. You know, it's a nice little 8-ounce stinker. And then about a year ago, we started Eidolon, which is our bloomy rind. It's sort of like a tall brie or camembert. And that one's a nice big 1-pound cylinder. And then we just pulled out of the cave our first batch of blue called Bluebird.
I eat a lot of cheese, but as I stand there in a pair of sterile white clogs and a clean white jacket, I realize I know very little about how and why the varieties I like are different. Jacqueline says the process starts in the 250-gallon stainless steel vat in front of us when she curdles the milk using a set of enzymes called rennet.
The amount of rennet and the time and the temperature allowed for the renneting process will determine how much moisture is locked in the coagulum, the gel of the cheese. And then from there, the curd is cut, which actually you can see happening really soon here. And the size of the curd is going to determine how much moisture is inside of that. So for example, the Prufrock has a little bit of a shorter time of coagulation, and the curds are cut sort of smaller than compared to the Eidolon.
In other words, to get a slightly firmer, stinky cheese like the Prufrock, you want a little less moisture. Whereas to get a softer, more camembert-style cheese like Eidolon, you want somewhat more.
So these look kind of like flan or something, the texture?
Yeah, it's like little pieces of flan.
From here, the curds are stirred, drained, and put into molds. And it's up to the cheesemaker whether they lose or keep moisture along the way.
The moisture content will give you a different texture. It'll also help determine what types of molds, yeast, and bacteria want to grow on that cheese. So for example, the Prufrock, we're trying to grow something called a Brevibacterium linen, also known as bee linen, that orange bacteria that makes the cheese really stinky. That is a moisture-loving bacteria, but only to a certain extent. If the moisture level is too high, it can go really crazy and you end up with something pretty weird. And, you know, each type of mold or bacteria or spore that you're trying to grow has its certain happy place as far as moisture goes.
The same is true for salt content.
Again, because of the types of things that like salt, certain molds such as the white mold on the outside of the Eidolon or a Camembert, they don't really like salt so much. That's why those cheeses are typically less salty than others. But a cheese like a Blue, like our Bluebird, really loves salt. And that's why you typically find really salty blue cheeses.
It's fascinating to me that such small variations in essentially two factors, moisture content and salt, make such a huge difference when it comes to the flavors and textures of the cheese. And this is why it's so important that everything in the cheesemaking room is completely sterile and clean.
Oh, everything can go wrong. It's a living organism, and our job is to try and control it. We want certain things to grow and certain things not to grow. We want to take something that changes constantly throughout the year and make it the same all year round. It's challenging.
And how did you get into cheesemaking?
I'm a chef turned cheesemaker. I was looking for a change, and I was always very attracted to the transformation of something in, like milk into something so complex. And there is that, you know, that magic does happen in the vat all the time. But I think what really kept me here in cheese was the technical side. I learn every day that I make cheese.
Despite the fact that cheese is made with only four ingredients, milk, rennet, salt, and cultures, cheesemakers estimate that there are around 2,000 different kinds of cheese made across the world. In addition to moisture and salt levels, Geography also plays a big role in what kind of cheese a given place will make, because everywhere has its own unique set of living cultures. You can learn more about the cheeses of Massachusetts on our website. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Also online, you can see pictures of three cheeses Jacqueline Foster's making at Gray Barn Farm. That's at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. This show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.